The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, is flying out to Papua New Guinea today for a four-day visit, which will include a walk along a section of the famous Kokoda Track. He'll be joined on the walk by the PNG Prime Minister, James Marape. But the real significance of the visit will unfold behind the scenes as the two leaders seek to redefine the relationship between the two nations ahead of PNG next year, marking 50 years of independence from Australia. Anthony Albanese will be keen to reassert Australian leadership in the region at a time that PNG's ties with China grow ever stronger. Oliver Nobitau is an FDC research fellow at the Lowy Institute, and he joins me now. Hi there, Oliver.
Hi there, thank you very much for having me.
Not at all. Oliver, the significance of Kokoda is substantial in how it stamps the relationship between Australia and PNG, but do you think it's fair to say that the two nations are at a crossroads of sorts as we head towards PNG's 50 years of independence next year?
Yeah, I think you're right with that assessment. I think the crossroads that we're at is not one that is it'll sort of ruin the relationship, I guess, between PNG and Australia. I think the crossroads that we're at is considering whether or not we want to sort of re-enhance the relationship that's between Australia and PNG, or if we're going to continue down the track of what it has been over the last couple of years, where the relationship has sort of lost its prominence.
It's interesting, isn't it, the timing of all of this. We saw China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi in PNG last week for talks with James Marape. The pair signed agreements between the two countries related to increasing trade between the two nations. What will be the likely talking points this week, and what does Australia need to do to build on its relationship with PNG given China's efforts to date?
Yeah, I think it's important to note that, you know, the visit by Albanese is one that's not an official trip. It's being sort of reported as an unofficial trip, and he's sort of there on his own volition to go and recognize Anzac Day and to also walk on a portion of the track. And I think it's, you know, I think it's fair assessment as well to say that the intention to have the trip to Kokoda was done, I think, well ahead of the intended trip by Wang Yi. So I think there's a lot of positive to take away from this. I think Albanese is just showing that Australia is a partner, and what the government is trying to do is that it's not only talking the talk, but it's also quite literally, I guess, in the sense, willing to walk the walk alongside PNG, especially moving forward in the next 50 years.
Oliver, we know that there's been substantial political and social unrest in PNG in recent months. Mr. Marape's hold on power remains tenuous. What can Australia offer by way of help with, for example, you know, law enforcement, economic development, health, education?
Yeah, I think, well, Australia, with the support that it provides to date, is actually quite significant. PNG, being the largest recipient of Australian aid, and Australian aid, really, the largest area that it goes to is in PNG. And I think there has been a recognition from both of these countries on the issue of law and order being faced in PNG. We can see that the significance of that has been through the signing of the bilateral security agreement late last year. And there was further emphasis on that given during Marape's state visit and his address to the Australian Parliament. So I think that that's definitely going to be a priority area, as well as in fostering cooperation in the law and justice sort of sector, noting the extensive people-to-people links that exist between Australia and PNG.
We know that soft diplomacy is key in all of this, as well as the obvious areas of trade and health and sovereignty, etc. We know that Australia and PNG have a very unique shared passion. That is the game of rugby league. I mean, in fact, I was surprised to find this out. It's the national sport of Papua New Guinea. How do you think Australia might capitalise on that connection, which is clearly a point of difference to China's growing relationship with the country?
Yeah, I guess, you know, if you look at it in a way, it's a bit of a comparative advantage for Australia to sort of build on. But I think you can make an argument that it would benefit both countries. One, in the sense that I think there's been a desire by Australia to really re-enhance these people-to-people links, and having a team from PNG in the National Rugby League is a good way to do that, to bring Papua New Guinea to the forefront to regular Australians. And I think for PNG as well, this seems to be a very lucrative idea, and I think it's quite economically viable, knowing that, you know, Papua New Guineans are very passionate about rugby league, and then this can also be a significant sort of, it can stem into a bit of a pathway for a lot of the youth that we're having in with the youth bulge in PNG right now.
Mm. Are there other areas with respect to soft diplomacy that Australia needs to build on these ties with the country?
I think one of the best ways is through education. Education, I think, is a good way to develop and to exercise a bit of soft diplomacy. Knowing that within PNG itself, the education infrastructure that they face, especially in the tertiary institutions, and to an extent as well around the upper secondary and secondary level educations, are quite limited, and they can't cater for, I guess, the growing youth population. So I think cooperation in the education sector as well is one that could work.
Just in the last 30 seconds that we've got, Oliver, what would a successful trip look like for Anthony Albanese?
I think he's made it quite clear in the sense that, you know, he's there sort of on his own volition. It's not necessarily an official trip. So I really just hope that everything goes well, and I hope that he enjoys his walk on the track. I think that'll be quite successful then.
I think something a lot of us would want to do as well. Oliver Nobatow, thank you so much for your time. Research Fellow from the Lowy Institute.
Thank you very much.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.